I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're talking about persecution, loss, and sorrow in Nigeria. But because Christians are reaching out, love is also in the conversation. And then, believe it or not, we're talking about Christmas already, but with a good reason. These next few minutes will reveal stories of transformation, and we'll start today in the Nigerian city of Jos, recently a battleground between militant Fulani Muslims and innocent villagers. Fulani men stormed a Jos neighborhood recently and murdered 20 people. Nigerian military personnel did nothing to stop them, and the attacks continued for several days. This led to a community riot when villagers were fed up with both the Islamist Fulani attacks and the lackluster military response. During that time, more people died, including 7 students at the University of Jos. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton tells us,
some of the Fulani attackers were dressed as soldiers. So, you know, somebody knocks on your door wearing an army uniform, you open your door and say, you know, how can I help you? Well, if it's the attacker, then that raises all sorts of questions. How did they get these uniforms? Why were they wearing the uniforms? And why weren't soldiers stopping these attacks?
But he wants us to note that not all Fulani are militant Muslims, and Nigerian Christians are reaching out to the Fulani tribes people.
This traditionally Muslim tribal group, thousands of them have left Islam behind and are now following Jesus Christ.
So as the Fulani become Christians, the church is growing more diverse.
We pray for unity within the Nigerian church, that these ethnic tensions won't spill over into the church, but that there will be unity there.
In other news, a U.S. military spokesman says the Islamic State is still a threat in Syria and Iraq despite ongoing efforts to contain the terrorist group. According to the analysts, Syria's ongoing civil war and Iraq's political instability allow ISIS to reshape and emerge in different forms. But God is still working in Syria, too. Nuna, with Triumphant Mercy, is excited about the new community center he helped them build in a suburb of Damascus.
Being there is really a privilege for us, because there's nothing that looks like it in the area where we're working. So we're trying to reach these areas where not many people can go.
For people trapped in this suburb, Triumphant Mercy's ministry is a breath of fresh air.
Some people are stranded inside. They're not allowed to get out. Some of them have no stove. They can't cook a meal. Some of the kids, they're now 4 or 5 years old, and they have never played outside.
Believers carry more than physical aid into the war zone, and that makes all the difference.
The reception is really incredible, and people just sense it. They sense a hope. They sense love. They sense, really, the Holy Spirit just through us. It just comes naturally in conversation that we share who is in us and why we're doing what we're doing.
And Christmas is right around the corner. For Russian orphans, it can't get here soon enough.
They're so excited when they hear that the SOAR team is coming. We're seeing God open doors with this project that we never thought we would.
That's Richard Page with SOAR International. He says their Stuff a Stocking project enables Russian churches to connect vulnerable kids to Christ.
The really unique thing about this project is it is a door opener for many of the churches to have ongoing ministry in the orphanages, because they came in as part of this project and the administrators saw that they were not a threat, that they were good people. They've invited them to come back on an ongoing basis.
Through Stuff a Stocking, orphans get Christmas stockings full of snacks, essential hygiene items, and a Bible. And for some kids, it's the first and only Christmas gift they've ever received.
Pray for the project, because it is a really effective tool for the local churches there in Russia. It's an encouragement to them to partner in a project like this.
SOAR's hoping to send 2,500 stockings this year to orphans and kids in vulnerable families. If you'd like to send a stocking and a Bible to Russia, we'll help you find your place in this story through links at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.